Jonathan Donkley, Gwen Combs, Paul Spencer, and Clark Tucker are all vying to replace Republican incumbent French Hill in the Central Arkansas U.S. congressional race. And as the May 22nd primary elections draw near, every candidate says they will be the best choice to serve the 2nd District. Combs and Spencer are teachers, Donkley a graduate school administrator, and Tucker, a state representative, all use the Philander Smith College debate stage to present a more nuanced representation of their politics. Take, for instance, the issue of campaign finance reform. Paul Spencer did not hesitate to challenge Senator Tucker to rebuke his taking money from political action committees or PACs. Tucker responded pragmatically, saying not all PACs serve to funnel corporate-influenced dark money that both Tucker and Spencer have worked together to fight.
I think some PACs are okay. It depends on the PAC. If it's an organization like for teachers, for example, teachers collect their money so that there can be a common decision.
Though Tucker said 97% of his donations come from individuals, Spencer, who doesn't take PAC money, evoked an unholy trinity of sorts, at least to Democrats: the National Rifle Association, the wildly unpopular Citizens United ruling, and the Republican incumbent they're both hoping to unseat.
Representative Hill finds NRA money to be acceptable money. And the beauty's in the eye of the beholder with that. So when one person's acceptable PAC money is reprehensible to other people. And anytime you bestow corporate personhood on anything other than a human being, you demean humanity, sir.
While not quite as dramatic as an open challenge, Gwen Combs and John Donkley disagreed on the issue of the Equal Rights Amendment, which would prohibit pay discrimination based on sex. Donkley saw another solution to narrow the gender pay gap.
So I've been a state employee, so you can look and see what state employees work. Why can't we get that into the private sector to get a sense of, okay, is a woman an executive for an organization? Why is she not making the same amount as a man executive in a similar role, right? I think that once we have open transparency into what we're paying people, you'll start to see women's pay, in my mind, come on parity with men.
No decision should be made about us without us, and that means we need a seat at the table. That's women, people of color, people with disabilities, and members of the LGBTQ community. The Equal Rights Amendment is overdue.
Though only Democrats were present, candidates said their personal interactions with members of Arkansas's right-leaning majority prove they can handle the task of working with a Republican Congress and presidential administration. First Gwen, then Paul Spencer.
In Perryville, I had a man say, if I ever met a good Democrat, I would actually vote for them, and I think you're that person. Those are the great things to hear, but it's because I come from a rural background. It's because I come from a blue-collar background. It's because I'm working still while I run, and that means a lot to the people who are voting in these elections.
You know, a lot of the things that affect Republicans and Democrats are universal, and we all look for that. Progressive economic policies, for goodness sake, who doesn't suffer from a bad economy?
Arkansas's budding medical marijuana program was also mentioned, as well as what the future could hold in a state that voted to approve such a program. Could candidates' personal experience with the drug possibly explain their willingness to legalize it for recreational use? Donkley, who supports taxation of recreational pot, had this to say.
So I'm not Bill Clinton, I'm Jonathan Gerard Donkley, and I absolutely enjoy with my friends what I like to enjoy with my friends.
Clark Tucker was more restrained.
My 8-year-old son is here tonight, so you asked the Bill Clinton question, and I'll just give you the Bill Clinton answer. I did not inhale.
Daniel Green, KYR News.